First of all, I just want to thank everyone for all the love and support on my first episode on my podcast in general. It means a lot to me. This one's called, It's Okay to Take a Break. It's okay to take a break. From social media, from studying, from working, even from your friends. Most of the time, we end up working ourselves to a breaking point. A lot of us want to take a break from things like social media, but we never end up doing it because we think it's too hard. And believe me, that's what I thought at first too. Some people think that if you take a little pause from social media or even from your friends that you won't be able to keep going. But sometimes taking a break is what you need in order to keep going. Taking a time out can be as simple as downing your screen time, or it could even be that you're disconnecting yourself from the world. Personally, I've been on a couple of these breaks, and I can honestly say that taking that time to myself has improved a lot of things. For example, my mental health. Taking this time to catch your breath is so incredibly important, and I believe it's something that you should do every now and then. Life is full of so many noises and distractions that can overwhelm us. Taking a time out can help you basically organize what's going on in your mind. When I was on a mental health break, I was really worried about how my friends would react to not being able to reach me. I ended up asking myself a lot of unnecessary questions. Would they be upset with me for not replying? Would they even notice? One thing I learned from worrying about all that was that if they truly are your friends, they would only want what's best for you. And I know a lot of people say that, but I truly mean it. If they really care about you and you want to take a break from everything, they will understand because they just want you to get better. If you're looking for a sign or something to take a breather, this is it. What do I do when I want to take some time to myself? Well, first I tell my close friends as to why I won't be replying for a while. I try and delete most of my social media because that's where a large portion of my time goes, but it's nice to have something to distract you, so sometimes I try and keep TikTok to pass some of the time. What else do? Let's see. I write more in my journal when I'm taking a time out because it helps me communicate with myself. You could do all sorts of things to express your emotions. For example, I know someone who uses their feelings to write poems, which I think is pretty cool. My screen time for sure goes down a lot because I'm not on social media all the time. During this time, I also try to do new things that might help me. For example, some of the things I've done so far is that I've tried meditation and I've also started taking cold showers. The next thing I want to try is Tai Chi. I'm not completely sure if these are really helping me, but they definitely make me feel good and more productive, because I try my best to do these on a daily basis. I tend to spend more time with my family as well. I don't think that there's a specific amount of time that you have to be on a pause for. Through personal experiences, I'd say that when you start it, after a while you won't even realize that you're still taking some time away from everything. For me, when it ends, it takes me a while to realize that it did. They make me feel so great that I forget why I was taking it in the first place. And I feel like that's the ultimate goal here. You want to forget what made you feel so overwhelmed and what made you feel so down. I'm not saying that if you do something like this, it'll magically make you okay. It might make you feel better, but I don't think it'll solve any of your problems. Maybe it'll give you a new perspective on things. If you think that taking a break, taking some time to yourself isn't your thing, then don't worry about it. But if you do think that deep down, this is something that you think you need, then don't hesitate. I think you should go with how you feel on the inside. Thinking about it too much might change how you feel. So what I do is, when I even have one thought about something I want to do, I drop everything and that's what I do. Because I've done it before. I felt the changes and I know that in the end, I will feel much better about whatever's going on. Taking a break from talking to your friends and blocking everyone out are two very different things. If in any situation you think that blocking people out, who care about you out, is a solution, I promise you that it isn't. I've done it before, and it doesn't take you anywhere. Personally, I think it made me feel worse. Friends are here for a reason. If they truly are great friends, they'll be here for you. So rather than trying to block them out, maybe try talking to them about how you're feeling. Another great thing to do when you're on a mental health break is to tell yourself daily affirmations. If you don't know what they are, no worries, I'll explain it. Daily affirmations are basically good things that you say about yourself every day. An example of some would be, I am loved, I have a purpose, or even I deserve happiness. I think it's just nice to have some reminders of these things that can change how you might feel about yourself. I'm actually going to take back what I said about telling yourself daily affirmations when you're taking some time to yourself. I think daily affirmations should be something that's literally a daily thing where you tell yourself it every day, and not only things that you tell yourself in a time of sadness. If nobody has told you yet, you are absolutely wonderful and we're so lucky to have you on this planet. I'm Raya. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Forks. See you next Tuesday.